Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, third time back, Maya Bethany, founder and executive director of the One in Three Foundation. Always great to have you join us, and today, no exception. Maya, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, and very honored to be here again for a third time.
Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. And just to quickly review and recap and introduce a lot of people to your agency, the One in Three Foundation. Tell us who you are and what you do.
The One in Three Foundation was created for adult women who are survivors of childhood sexual abuse and sexual assault. What we offer is counseling, support, advocacy, and education for women who are struggling with life and mental health. Sexual trauma tends to leave a very deep scar and a very deep wound, and we see that manifest itself in PTSD, depression, anxiety, and so it can be ongoing, especially for those who were victimized as children and had to grow up in that setting. So what we offer is an opportunity for women to heal through group support, through counseling, and just fellowship with other survivors. And there's something that strengthens the soul to know that you're not alone in that situation. And so that's the biggest support that we try to provide, not only the health and healing mentally, but also the support emotionally as well as physically.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've talked about this before, but there are other agencies, Crisis Center, et cetera. I could probably name others, individual counselors that deal with sexual trauma, but you're different because...
We, again, specialize with adult women, specifically ages 18 and up. We are not created to be sort of the immediate response to the crime. Mm-hmm. So whereas the Crisis Center is set up to be able to handle the sexual assault and have support with the victim even at the hospital or with the police report, we are more for those who maybe have never sought help before. Mm-hmm. Or maybe as they've gotten older, they've realized that they've kept this buried, and now they do need to seek help. We also have a gentleman's agreement with the Children's Advocacy Center, and so we do only work with those who are 18 and up and considered adult age, but we refer those who are younger to the Advocacy Center, who has great programs for helping and healing families and the children who've been victimized as well.
Okay, and you've been up and going now for about not too long, just a few years. When was the exact start date?
We officially filed our paperwork in July of 2015. We organized with our board of directors in December of 2015. So we are celebrating our full third year going into December of 2018.
Mm-hmm. And after 3 years, pretty fair or good amount of success, good response, getting good results from the work you do?
We do feel that we've definitely been able to start making a difference in our community. We've had a number of people reach out to us to not only seek our services, but to volunteer their expertise to help financially, or be it through partnerships, offering locations to provide the counseling. So we have definitely felt the mission and goals that we started out with have been achieved in our first 3 years, and now we're starting to look ahead to how we expand that to offer it to more women, to be able to help more survivors in our community, and to also be able to provide it in various locations. We are a Smith County based organization, but we would like to be able to offer support group meetings, counseling sessions in Lyndale, Tyler, you know, the Winona area throughout Smith County, so that anyone who needs resources can you know, not have a very long drive or even a short walk to get the help they need.
Mm-hmm. If you go to the website, you'll find that your mailing address is Flint, Texas. And I'll give some contact information out right now. The phone number is 903-881-3091. You can email info@oneinthreefoundation.org. And those are the numerals 1 and 3. info@oneinthreefoundation.org. And likewise for the website, www.oneinthreefoundation.org. Social media, you've got a pretty good rundown. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Vimeo, and no physical office right now, but working on that. And in just a little while, we'll be talking about the big event coming up in March, the Evolve Women's Conference, that you feel is going to be a key player in getting that up and going, hopefully at some point in the near future.
Yes, we do hope so. We hope the proceeds from Evolve will help to support our programs and our operations.
Okay, we have that big event, the Evolve Women's Conference, that we want to talk about, and some other things that we really want to focus on during the show, but a little bit more as far as setting the scene, as we do talk to Maya Bethany, the founder and executive director of the 1 in 3 Foundation based in Smith County. There are about 6 different categories that you use to achieve your mission, according to your website: support, encouragement, recovery, awareness, healing, and resources. Maybe if you could just go over each of those briefly and explain how you work under each of those auspices.
Well, the support and the encouragement comes through programs like our PTSD Survivor Support Group meetings, through the counseling services that we provide, also the awareness and the advocacy. We do that through our Lunch and Learn programs, and I'll be talking a little bit more about that in here just a few minutes. But the Lunch and Learns were designed to educate not just survivors, but also their care providers and the community on issues that impact those who have survived sexual trauma, and also their family members as well. And then we try to provide resources to direct them to other agencies or other organizations, counselors, who may be able to specialize in the care that they need. So we're very committed to making sure that when someone contacts or calls the 1 in 3 Foundation, that we reach back out to them to help them find what's best going to help them heal. Maybe it is one of our programs, or maybe we can direct them to another counselor who has an expertise that is more specialized for them. But at any rate, we want someone who's seeking help to feel like it's open and they're always welcome to contact us with any questions that they have.
Okay. We're going to get into current programs in a little bit more detail later in the show, but right now I know one of the things, and maybe the thing you really want to promote, and if I remember correctly, this will be your second one. The last Evolve Women's Conference was held this past March. Big success. Had about 150 people there, I believe. And now you're getting ready for the next one at the UT Tyler Ornelas Activity Center on Old Omen Road. This will be March 7th of 2019. Let's just talk a little bit about what you've been able to achieve with this event so far and what we're looking at for this coming March.
Well, the Evolve Women's Conference was created for East Texas women to be able to grow professionally and personally. We really wanted to offer something unique that offered something to women to be able to maybe look at the business side of things. If they're an entrepreneur or an innovator, or maybe they have a concept for a business and they just haven't gotten started yet, how do they move from stuck to startup mode and to an aggressive pursuit of their goals? And then also we wanted to help women to grow personally as well. You know, we're mothers, we're, you know, stay-at-home moms, we're workers, we're friends. We are a lot of titles as women, and so we wanted something to be able to help them to help educate the whole woman and help her reach her goals. So we really wanted a day to offer sessions that, again, reach them personally as well as professionally. So the Evolve Women's Conference was born out of that. It is a day-long conference that offers breakout sessions on various topics, anything from business skills, such topics as branding, to introductions and the power of an introduction, to self-care, journaling, battling depression and anxiety, all of these different topics that impact and affect the 21st century woman, really. And so it's a day-long event. Again, it will be at UT Tyler's Ornelas Activity Center. We're very honored that UT Tyler Student Wellness has partnered with us for this event. And so we are excited. The feedback that we got after the first year was that it was so great that people were already excited about 2019. So as soon as we finished the event in March of this year, we began planning for March of 2019. So it's back, and we hope it's even bigger and better than the inaugural year.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, 8:30 in the morning until 3:15 in the afternoon. Pretty much a full day, but I'm sure well worth it. And as you talk about this, it almost strikes me as two conferences in one. I know you're targeting this population of women who are dealing with past sexual trauma, but it sounds like so much of it could be for any woman who has any kind of issues or challenges, or who's just curious about ways that she can evolve and become a better, more productive, and happier person.
That's correct. Well, the 1 in 3 Foundation was created to serve adult women who are survivors of sexual trauma. The Evolve Conference is offered to any woman in East Texas. It's mm-hmm. open to anyone who would like to attend. We will have 2 dynamic keynote speakers. We offer a catered lunch and breakfast. And so it's a day to just come and grow and share and enjoy the company of other women while also learning what you can do to improve your life in whatever area you're looking to. Again, if that's business or personally, your home life, or maybe even improving your network just by coming and working and meeting some of the other attendees there, it's a great opportunity for East Texas women.
Okay, now the first event was free. This time, little bit different, $35 at least for the time being. And tell us a little bit about the fee and about how that works.
There is a registration fee this year. Part of that is to encourage those who do register for the event to attend and be present that day. But also the proceeds from Evolve will benefit the programs and operations of the 1 in 3 Foundation. We are, as I mentioned earlier, trying to expand our programs and services with more support groups, more counseling sessions for women with little to no income. And so the proceeds from Evolve will not only go to supporting those efforts, but also to helping us in our campaign to create a physical central location and office for the 1 in 3 Foundation. While we want to be present in all of the communities in Smith County, we would like to have one office where we have not only, you know, our housing for our administrative needs, but also a counseling room should someone need immediate help mm-hmm. that day, and a conference room as well for those times that we maybe need to offer a support group meeting that's not going to be at one of the other community locations. So we've been very fortunate to have those partnerships with a lot of organizations and churches in Smith County, but we're hoping to now grow and centralize our efforts.
And we are talking on In Focus to Maya Bethany, the founder and executive director of the 1 in 3 Foundation, helping women who are having delayed effects. I don't know if that's the right term or not, but okay. Still dealing with the effects of childhood sexual trauma, even as adults. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. Early bird registration begins January 7th, so you get to enjoy the whole holiday season before you have to worry about coming up with that $35. Early bird registration begins January 7th for just $35, and then regular registration begins February 4th, and you are, I understand, encouraging people to register early.
We would like to see everyone who wants to participate and be a part of Evolve 2019 to register early. So there is a discount for early bird registration. And again, that does open on January the 7th. So claim your spot. We hope to have about 200 attendees. And from what we saw last year, those spots filled very quickly. So I would encourage everyone who can to participate in the early bird registration once that opens.
And as we talked to Maya this morning with the 1 in 3 Foundation, we are specifically discussing the Evolve Women's Conference. Again, that's March 7th of 2019 at the UT Tyler Ornelas Activity Center, 8:30 in the morning, I believe, until 3:15 in the afternoon. And Evolve Women's Conference, www.evolvewomensconference.com. Is that correct?
Correct. That is okay. the site for the conference specifically. We will be unveiling the finalized schedule here in about the next 2 weeks, and also the finalized list of speakers. We do have a full slate of speakers already, but we've been rolling it out on social media sort of to build the excitement for it on Facebook and Twitter. And so we will have the full list of speakers up as well as the day schedule, and that's where you can go to register for the event.
Okay, so that's evolvewomensconference.com for specific information about the conference. You can also go to facebook.com/Evolve Women's Conference, all spelled out. And for general information and some references to this specific conference, along with the other work that you do, the website is going to be www.1in3foundation.org. And you can always call 903-881-3091 for more information, or email info@1in3foundation.org. Let's talk about the keynote speakers for the Evolve Women's Conference. A couple of heavy hitters, it looks like.
We are very excited about the two dynamic ladies that we have coming to speak at Evolve 2019. The keynote speaker for the morning that's going to kick off the event is a dynamic young lady by the name of Rachel Muir. Rachel is the founder of Girl Start. She lives in Austin but works with nonprofit agencies throughout the state of Texas. She was featured on Oprah Winfrey's show for creating Girl Start, which encourages young women in the areas of science, math, and engineering. And at the time that she started the organization, it was relatively new, that movement for women in STEM, to encourage young girls towards that. And so Oprah picked up the story, and it sort of grew from there. Rachel was young and in college and started Girl Start, she says, with her credit card and maxed it out to be able to make that happen. And The Return is an organization that's still thriving today. So she is a mother of twins. She works, again, with nonprofit organizations to help them build capacities. She's going to deliver the kickoff that will be dynamic to the event. And then she will also do a breakout session on the power of a presentation. And so she's not only going to be offering sort of the uplifting part of the day, she's going to be giving her expertise on how to, on the business side of things, make a presentation that's impactful. So we're very fortunate to have her with us. And then Erica Basildua is the other keynote speaker, and she will be speaking during the lunch portion of Evolve. Erica is the host of Good Morning East Texas for KLTV7, and she has a very interesting background in that she grew up in the DFW area and was a child host of Radio Disney. So she grew up basically in the spotlight from a young age, and just has a very motivational story for other women about pursuing their dreams and being unique and standing out. So we cannot wait to have Erica and Rachel there to share their wisdom and also that motivation that will be key to helping women evolve. That's the focus of the conference, not just the name.
All righty. Sounds like there's going to be a lot going on March 7th, 2019 at the Ornelas Activity Center. One acronym that you mentioned, I think you spelled it out for us. I want to make sure everybody knows STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. A very common concept these days in education, very common acronym. Not everybody knows what it means, so I wanted to make sure that people understood that. And this is a chance for women to really get more involved in that area and shine a little bit more by attending this conference. We'll go over that information again in brief later in the show and maybe add a few extra touches. But again, we are talking to Maya Bethany with the 1 in 3 Foundation, and specifically for the last few moments about this agency's Evolve Women's Conference coming up on March 7th at the UT Tyler Ornelas Activity Center. Let's move on. One of the things that you do, I believe, is it four times a year? You have the Lunch and Learns. All righty. The next one is just a little over a month after the Evolve Women's Conference. I take it you'll have had enough time to catch your breath after that.
We hope.
But on April 11th, going to be your next Lunch and Learn. You're going to have different topics, obviously, for each of these Lunch and Learns throughout the year. But what's coming up on April 11th?
April 11th will be a special Lunch and Learn in the fact that it is tied to the month of April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month and also Child Abuse Prevention Month. If you see around town a lot of times those blue ribbons, that's what it's representing during the month of April. So we really wanted to offer something to the community that recognize not only those awareness efforts, but also was current to situations that had been recently in the news. And so there was a lot recently with the hashtag Why I Didn't Report. And one of our volunteer counselors who works with the 1 in 3 Foundation is a wonderful young lady by the name of Kendra Bennett. She's an LPC, a licensed professional counselor. And Kendra asked us if she might be able to present about why survivors often don't report the abuse or the assault that they've experienced. There is research to support that. And a lot of it has to go with shame, guilt, internalizing why that event happened. And especially when you're younger and victimized as a child, you don't have the voice a lot of times to speak up. You're afraid, or you've been told by your abuser that it is your fault, or that if you tell that you're going to get in trouble. And so Kendra is going to break down the research on why survivors often don't report and why women stay silent. To touch on our name as an organization, the 1 in 3 Foundation, the 1 in 3 number in our name comes from the World Health Organization statistic that 1 in 3 women will experience some type of sexual harassment, assault, or violence in their lifetime. That is a staggering statistic, 1 in 3. If you go out today, I want you to think about every third woman that crosses your path. think of that number and the number of women that you've encountered that have likely been victimized. But again, it goes back to reporting. A lot of women don't report and speak out. And so that's part of the goal of that Lunch and Learn, is to educate the community, law enforcement, counselors in the area on why that is. That question kind of has come up a lot in the news recently. And so this is part of explaining why survivors have that mindset to stay silent. And then also we want to offer, on the flip side of that, what do you do when someone you know does speak up? If you're an adult woman and you maybe make what we call the outcry, which is when you tell somebody what has happened or you're asking for help. If you're an adult woman and you're married and maybe you share that with your husband or you share that with your best friend, if you're that person who they've shared that information with, what do you do? What do you do in that moment? What do you do in that situation? How do you help them process it? What next steps can you take? If they want to take legal action, what do they do? If they don't want to, but they just want to get some help, how do you find those resources? And so we've got another local counselor by the name of Bobby Burks, who's going to be presenting that portion of the day. So the Lunch and Learn is from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lunch will be provided. There is a small registration fee of just $10 for the event. We offer CEUs, which is continuing education units for counselors, social workers, nurses that do attend. You can get credit for being at the event. And it'll also be open to the community as well as survivors who want to come and hear that information. But we feel this is part of our service. When we talked about the awareness portion of one of our goals earlier, this is the area that meets.
Okay. And again, that's the April 11th Lunch and Learn, one of four you're going to be scheduling in 2019. The others, still in the works. You will be getting the word out about those as they are scheduled and as you fine-tune the activities that you'll have for each of those. This one, though, held in conjunction with Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month. We are talking about the Lunch and Learn sessions, one of a number of activities held by the 1 in 3 Foundation. That is our topic this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and our guest again, Maya Bethany, the founder and executive director of the 1 in 3 Foundation. CEUs, continuing education units provided for counselors, social workers, and nurses. That's always a plus. And it's 9:30 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. So I guess the learn part is focused on maybe 9:30 until noon, and then from noon to 1, everybody sits down and has a bite to eat and maybe does a little bit more learning at the same time. Is that how it works?
The first session is from about a 9:30 to 11. We break from lunch for about 11:30, and then there's the afternoon portion, the second presentation from 11:30 to 1.
All right. This, by the way, will be held in the Jenna Cove room of the Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce in downtown Tyler. Registration fee, $10. And more information about registration will be on social media and the website soon. And what better time to remind people that that website is www.1in3foundation.org. You can also email info@1in3foundation.org about that event or anything else we're talking about this morning. 903-881-3091, the phone number, and you're all set with Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Vimeo as far as social media are concerned. Other ongoing current programs, this is one we really want to spotlight, the weekly PTSD support group meeting for sexual trauma survivors. You're meeting every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m.?
Correct.
And the best thing to do for more information on that is to contact the 1 in 3 Foundation for details. And we just gave out the contact information, so that should certainly be easy enough. Tell us about that and what you do, what an hour-long meeting pretty much looks like on a regular basis. And then we'll have a special event coming up in 2019 that we want to discuss as well.
Well, the weekly PTSD group meeting is something born out of the fact that we know a lot of times women don't just heal from sexual trauma with just cognitive therapy. Cognitive therapy is what people most commonly think of with therapy, and that's what we call talk therapy. Mm-hmm. With sexual trauma, the body tends to hold on to that trauma in a lot of ways, and especially with PTSD and triggers and just the physical manifestation of it. So this group specifically is designed towards body-based healing techniques. What's wonderful about this opportunity is that not only the young lady who leads it, a counselor by the name of Brenda McBride. She is a licensed counsel social worker and just an amazing human being who is certified in TRE, which is trauma release exercises, EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization response. And so there is a lot of information that she works with as far as the body in healing the physical aspects that are the result of the trauma. If a lot of these women who come to our support group meeting were to pay for these this type of support on their own, many times insurance does not cover some of these techniques. And so you can literally spend thousands of dollars. The research that we found is you could find up to $24,000 in 1 year for some of these body-based healing techniques. And so Brenda does this. She will lead the counseling session to just talk, to get everyone current. And if someone's really struggling, she will pull them aside with her assistant and they can do some of these body-based healing techniques. This is offered free by the 1-in-3 Foundation, thanks to a lot of grants and our donations and supporters. So we're very thankful that we get to offer this at no cost to the ladies who attend. Right now, there are about 15 to 20 women who attend regularly each week.
Okay. You also have counseling support for women with low to no income. And the best way to find out more about that, again, is just to pick up the phone, give 1-in-3 Foundation a call, or shoot an email and get more information about that. But it is available. We certainly want everyone to know. Anything else you wanted to add about that?
Just the fact that we wanted to make sure that the healing wasn't just available to people who could afford to come see a therapist. And we know that a lot of times income is a barrier. I mentioned the insurance before. Not all counselors and therapists take insurance. And so we wanted to make sure that our counselors are able to provide help and healing to the ladies who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford it.
Okay, Maya, we do have a few minutes left in the show, and we want to make sure we talk about the Men Can Stop Rape event that is coming up next year. We had one just last month, November 2018. Tell us a little bit about what that's all about and what you're planning on for, I believe, the spring of 2019, this go around.
Correct. We offered an event in conjunction with an organization out of Washington, D.C. called Men Can Stop Rape. And their name and title is exactly that. They work to educate young men, not just young men of all ages, about topics such as bystander intervention, if they see something inappropriate from a friend or a coworker, how to speak up about that, healthy masculinity as a topic, and they really work to raise awareness. And so when we started the 1-in-3 Foundation, we really looked at our goal of just helping survivors, but we realized it's a problem that we need to partner with men to stop. Uh-huh. And so we last year were able to offer the training to Smith County High School athletes. The captains from the boys' athletics teams were brought. We had it at Robert E. Lee High School. Were brought to the high school and sat through this training about healthy masculinity, the ideas of masculinity, and also bystander intervention and just respect of young women, things that are appropriate to say, and the behavior around women and being respectful. What was born out of that, we had a lot of conversations with the coaches who brought their students to the activity, was a goal and a desire to continue that training. And so we were very thrilled that the coaches responded in that way and wanted their young men to continue that. So we are currently developing our own curriculum here locally with the 1-in-3 Foundation and some of those coaches and athletic directors who participated to be able to offer that again. And the goal is to offer it this spring and to also be able to bring those student athletes back for another training.
Okay, keep checking back for more details. Talking about the Men Can Stop Rape event, we hope coming up this spring under the auspices of the 1-in-3 Foundation. You're launching the Monarch Award. We've got maybe just a few moments to talk about this, but this is going to be to recognize a man and woman in Smith County who've done outstanding work on behalf of survivors in the name of advocacy. It's going to be presented for the first time at the 2019 Evolve Women's Conference, and I understand details and the nomination form will be on the website soon. People should also check the social media for updates on that.
That is correct. The Monarch Award doesn't have to be anyone specifically affiliated with 1-in-3 Foundation, but we wanted to recognize a man and a woman who've done an outstanding effort on behalf of survivors.
Okay. As far as volunteers, you need volunteers for different events that you put on. You can contact the 1-in-3 Foundation for more information on that. And I know you've talked a lot about grants today, admission fees, et cetera, but you will very happily accept financial donations. You can do that on the website or check the website for more information on how that works. Again, again, 903-881-3091. The phone number, website is 1in3foundation.org. Email info@1in3foundation.org. And as we get ready to wrap up the show, let's talk again briefly about the next big event coming up, the Evolve Women's Conference, March 7th at the UT Tyler Ornelas Activity Center. Separate website for that, evolvewomensconference.com. And you can also check them out on Facebook as well. We're out of time, but we'll look forward to more updates the next time we get together. Maya Bethany of the 1in3 Foundation, our guest this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Maya Bethany with the 1in3 Foundation, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.